producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Indeed, it is time to try and nail the score. What game will it be? What a way to kick off this hour of America Tonight. If you don't know what this nail the score thing is, our computer randomly will pick the game of the week. You call in and you tell us what you think the final score of that game will be. So, Patrick, let it rip. Oh, my. Can we do it again? Let that computer rip again. Oh, if only the rest of my life would work that way, where I could just get a do-over. Okay, so how about this? The game of the week, believe it or not, is the Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots, who are tearing it up. That's my big hint. The Patriots and the Cowboys. See, here we go again with the Cowboys. I swear I did not do this on purpose. It's at Arlington Stadium, so AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. What happens as the Cowboys host in one of the best quarterbacks in the league? I know about Deflategate and all that. So if you want to chime in and throw in your guess, who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be, remember you could win a computer, let us know now. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. On that note, let's go back out to Dan in Texas, patiently waiting. Dan, what do you think?
34-17 Patriots.
Ooh, 34-17, Dano, thanks, Patriots, he says. I wasn't meant to ask him what he was eating. He always eats these incredible foods while he's listening to America Tonight. All right, Grim is hanging around, too. Grim, what do you think happens?
I'm surprised Dan didn't complain about Dallas being picked again.
I know. I wanted to complain.
Seems like y'all downgraded from the 2000 to Commodore 64.
I guess so. Something happened.
Well, I'm going to get off quickly because I still want to call back and respond to what Dan talked about. But I got New England 34 and Dallas 16.
Ooh, wow. You guys are neck and neck. Grim, I love it. 34-16 is what Grim says. Patriots. So I'm going to go with the Patriots, too. It doesn't take a genius to know that that's really the right side of the ball to be on, but who says Dallas couldn't pull up an upset, because it would be an upset. I'm going to say Patriots win it, and I'm going to say the final score is 38-24. Patrick, the way this works is you, my friend, get to also throw in a guess. Who do you think wins, Dallas or New England, and what is the final score?
I'm going to say New England 28-10.
28-10, the Patriots. Awesome. And I think we have, am I right, Patrick, a clip from the tail end of what happened on Monday Night Football?
Give me 1 second, I'll put it up for you.
Yeah, wait till you hear this. Do, 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 do.
Obviously, if that ball was there in the end zone, a Lion could come over and try to recover it at that point. So that's why they say you can't take it and help the ball out of the back of the end zone to force the touchback.
That is correct. Once the ball's in the end zone, you can recover it, or it can get muffed out as you're trying to recover it. But if you intentionally bat it, and that was an intentional act, then that is a foul.
All right, so in case you missed it, Seattle beat the Lions 13-10, but the officials fumbled a call at the end of that game. That's what they're talking about. Apparently, a bad call. So the NFL admitted to the officiating mistake that cost the Lions a chance to win on Monday night. So I would not be happy if I was the Lions, and you know why? Because the Lions lost another game. They're 0-4. So that little mistake is incredibly costly. The Seahawks took possession of the football in the final 2 minutes. Safety Cam Chancellor caused a fumble by the Lions wide receiver, of course, Megatron, KJ, Calvin Johnson. At the Seattle 1 yard line, the ball was knocked out of the back of the end zone by a Seattle linebacker, KJ Wright. But according to Dean Blandino, the VP of officiating of the NFL, Wright should have been penalized for an illegal batting of the ball, and the Lions should have been awarded possession of the football half the distance to the goal line from where Johnson fumbled, so they'd be at the half-yard line. Oh, that is so bad. So KJ Wright, bat of the ball. That is a foul for an illegal bat. The back judge was on the play, and his judgment, he didn't feel it was an overt act, so he didn't throw the flag. And looking at the replays, it did look like a bat, so the enforcement would basically go back to the spot of the fumble. Detroit would keep the football. And the thing that they ruled is, and it wasn't called on the field, is the illegal batting of the football is not reviewable. Oh, that is just brutal. Man, oh, man. And so instead, Detroit, who could have won the game, like I said, they go to 0-4, and that is football. And that's the significance of that. The fact that the fates and fortunes of a team change on a dime, just like that. It appears to be what it is not. How about that? Again, these are rules that certainly they're aware of, but it's watching it in live time, which is what happened there, and not getting the call right and how costly that is. So it was incredibly costly because most likely Detroit wins that game. Maybe not, but fair and square, Seattle did not win it. But it's what you deal with, blown calls. There's always that possibility. That's why every week you have the complaints from the bar faithful that something's gotten screwed up and it couldn't possibly be what it looks like. And so, you know, they got to put it behind them. What are they going to do? I don't see how they make the playoffs, though. It was just a put a fork in them, you know. That's that bad. And instead, for Seattle, it's like a lifeline because they needed that lifeline and they got it. Coming up on America Tonight, a couple of different things that we're going to talk about on the show. It includes the latest political buzz. Of course it does, because we are knee-deep into it. The gun issue is heavily the buzz in the land. I always say America Tonight's about that. There's a lot of conversation, once again, about guns because of what happened in Oregon. And we're going to have a conversation about ISIS and what happens if ISIS is unchecked with retired Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis coming up in just a second here on America Tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, you know how I feel about this when we talk about what is going on in the quicksand of the Middle East. Very pleased to welcome to the show Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, of course, author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? By the way, he's a senior fellow for national security at the Family Research Council. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about your book. That's scary, that title. We'll, talk about the extermination of Christians. We all saw that horrible march and the beheading, and it's unbelievable what's going on. We could start with ISIS. They just seem to be like the mosquitoes, sadly, deadly, blood-sucking kind of mosquitoes that just won't go away. What's your take on ISIS, and if you were in charge, what would you do?
Well, certainly the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria is the main cause of a lot of the killing, beheading, you know, enslavement for sex and other terrible things that are happening to Christians and other non-Muslims in that part of the world. But, you know, kind of put that together with the Islamic State or the Islamic Republic of Iran and the terrible things they do, and put that together with all the Islamic governments in that region that are highly discriminatory, and then throw in the civil wars that are really captivating everything from Libya to Syria to Yemen and other insurgencies around the region, which produce a lot of privation. So when you consider that, this is a pretty desperate situation. The number of Christians has radically declined over, you know, between 1910 and about 2010. We had a reduction from 15% to about 3%, and today those numbers are dwindling. In Iraq alone, about the time we invaded back in 2003, there were 1.5 million Christians in that country. Today, there are less than 200,000, and those numbers are dwindling rapidly. So there's no question, whether you ask Pope Francis, or you ask Representative Wolf, who is one of the leaders in against genocide in this country, or you ask just about anybody that's knowledgeable, they'll say yes, there is a genuine genocide going on, and unfortunately, this administration is doing very little, if anything, about it.
Yeah, so what is it that, from a military standpoint, because, you know, that's tricky, what would you do? I mean, we have the airstrikes, and of course, the whole idea is to help in other ways that we possibly can. Would you, even though it would be mega controversial, would you just throw boots on the ground and go for pure extermination?
Well, someone's going to have to destroy ISIS because of what they believe. They believe clearly in the 7th century prophets teaching.
Yep.
In their words, in their behavior, in their dress, they're not going to compromise, and neither should we. We cannot tolerate this sort of behavior in that part of the world, much less in our own country, and we do have a serious and growing problem with ISIS in the United States. So we don't stop it there. We're going to have to stop it here. Now, I'm not, you know, a big fan of boots on the ground. Unfortunately, what has happened over the last number of years is our president has seen all sorts of red lines and dismissed them. He's embraced a strategy that's obviously failed in terms of, you know, recruiting Syrian rebels or getting the Iraqi security forces to do what they need to do. And its pinprick-like air campaign has been, you know, ineffective. That's what invited the Russians into the mix today. And the Russians are doing, you know, quite frankly, you know, what their client wants them to do, and that is to stabilize what's left of Syria for Assad's future. Now, given that, our choices are minimal at this point in terms of what really needs to happen. There needs to be a large force on the ground, much like the Russians are trying to begin to build now, to destroy ISIS. The Russians aren't going to do that, unfortunately, but they will, you know, serve their own geopolitical interests. It would seem to me that we need to bolster the Kurds. We need to provide enclaves for Christians that are protected. We're right now, even the UN isn't protecting Christians. And we need to be serious about persecution of people based solely upon what they believe. I go through a series of chapters outlining what the federal government ought to do, what the international community ought to do, and then, of course, what at the grassroots level we have to do in America, because this is coming our way. It's just like it's going through a tsunami of refugees infiltrated by ISIS commandos into Western Europe. They yeah. are coming here, too, and we have to be aware of that, and we have to be prepared to react.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, of course, the author of Never Submit, Will the Extermination of Christians Get Worse Before It Gets Better? Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. One thing you mentioned, too, is, and I think this is frightening, the so-called lone wolf terrorists, but the people that are being recruited by ISIS, ISIL, and they're young people, and they're getting on planes and just tossing whatever they have in the United States to go and fight their so-called version of their war. And some of them coming back into the United States, there has to be a way to cut off that spigot, doesn't there, and trace these people?
Well, there is. You know, the director of the FBI says we have investigations going on in every state in the United States. They admit publicly that at least 250 of these animals have joined ISIS, many of which have come back to this country. Yeah. They say they're tracking them. Well, that's comforting, I suppose, until they start telling us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the social media issue, they've radicalized, and we've seen this historically over the last 15, 20 years, an element of our society. And so if we don't get serious at the grassroots level, this, you know, cancer, and it's a true cancer, will metastasize, and it's going to infiltrate a lot of young people, which will then carry out their carnage within our own ranks. And that's something we shouldn't tolerate. That's what the president, unfortunately, I think, has failed dismally to counter in spite of his good words.
Yeah. What'd you think, Lieutenant Colonel, of what happened the other day, that airstrike that hit the Doctors Without Borders hospital, and I guess the reaction to it?
Well, you're talking about the one in Kunduz, Afghanistan,
yeah.
which evidently was called in by Afghans. Now, keep in mind, the Afghans have a different way of looking at that war than we Americans. You know, I mean, General Campbell, John Campbell, has already, you know, expressed deep condolences for what has happened. And it was an AC-130, a U.S. AC-130, but apparently the people that called it and made the tough decision were Afghans who said that there were unfriendly people that were near this facility, and they called fire on it. Bad decision, tragic decision, but in the fluidity of combat, that sort of thing happened. You know, interestingly, the Russians bombed a Doctors Without Border facility not far from where they are in western Syria just yesterday. So, you know, war is not pretty. And unfortunately, we are finding that these unpretty situations are propagating across the globe.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Thanks so much for coming on, and I'm assuming people can get your book on Amazon.
It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and a variety of other places.
Great. You have a great day. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
I love what Robert McGinnis said there. He's right. I mean, what could Campbell do? You know, we let you hear a little bit of Campbell last night throughout the show about the airstrikes and, of course, what initially was reported, and you heard what he said there, that it was that AC-130. And so what do? They apologize. And also the Russians had had a similar thing happen, but there wasn't any reporting of that, of course. But it's never good, and he's absolutely right. And this is the problem. I mean, there has to be a way to reverse, and what the answer is, this unbelievable threat. It has to be a top priority for Middle East governments. Where are they in this? Aren't they worried about their populations? What about the moderate Muslim world? We say this all the time. Is it too tricky? I mean, what is it that the moderate Muslims should be doing, which I think is rising up and responding and saying, hey, this is, you know, everybody wants to paint this broad picture of us. This is not who we are, and we agree, and we will do what we can to not have this happen, you know. And that's what I think we need to see more of, perhaps, and this is all part of that, not perhaps, for sure. This is part of how do we reverse this fanatical, militarized Islamic region that could have nuclear weapons in the future. Who knows? And what a threat that would be to the world, because certainly they wouldn't hesitate, I would believe, given the right circumstances, to do what they have to do to eliminate people that they don't believe belong on the planet Earth because of their beliefs. And it is frightening and can't be ignored. And we know that as we've watched with every step what's been happening here in the last decade. And ISIS, as I've said before, and we know, is not something new, certainly. It's just now that that's what everybody's talking about. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. And yes, we can. We can count the ways that Washington frustrates us, can't we? I can tell that certainly by the mailbag as I go off course here for a quick second and throw in my two cents on that. It's been pretty interesting to watch. Meanwhile, navigating hardcore numbers, how about this? New emails obtained by Fox News show that back in March of 2011, dictator Muammar Gaddafi's son was willing to talk peace from the ground in Libya, but a source says that the offer was rejected by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's a bombshell. And these are, of course, emails that are being revealed that show that. And Clinton ordered the top general not to take the call, not to have that conversation. In the years since Gaddafi was forced from power, we certainly have seen what's happened to Libya. The government's collapsed. Extremist groups, including ISIS, have exploited the power vacuum. The Obama administration is promising or promoting the use of what they call soft power. And diplomacy, the documents suggest the option was not vigorously pursued here. So new emails that show something different could have perhaps transpired, but did not. That's a pretty big bombshell, I have to say that. Meanwhile, illegal turbine has left green energy in a spin, at least one entrepreneur, because he's in jail. A Minnesota green energy dude in jail since Friday because of a turbine that was once on his property. Jay Nygaard, founder of Go Green Energy, built a 29-foot turbine, which was likened to a giant egg beater, and it looked like it. I saw pictures of it in his on his property in 2010, despite being denied a permit. He and his lawyer, who argue that having a 1.5-kilowatt turbine is a right rather than a fixture, were subjected to, of course, zoning laws. So they spent a year fighting to keep it in place. His company makes solar panels, hot water systems, and attic fans, as well as turbines. The neighbors were not happy. Thought it was a nuisance. And this is where it all ended up in the end. Green energy. In jail problems. Because people who live nearby didn't want to open their bedroom windows and have a big wind turbine block their views of the lake. And also, there is that strobe effect that you would get from it. So that was bothering people in the neighborhood, too. I know they're talking about the strobe effect, where it's blinking, blinking constantly. So, of course, it would be blinking in your window, depending on where it was propped up. Yeah, that's not good. I wouldn't want that all night long. There's so many other things we have to navigate, don't we, when we sleep? Can't we just put our head on the pillow and go to sleep? Green energy dude has messed with our karma, that's for sure. This is a huge story. We talk about trains and Amtrak. Some of you may never have even ridden a train, or not very often. But the head of Amtrak has warned the people on the Hill that they're going to suspend service on parts of their network by December unless Congress extends its deadline for implementing advanced safety technology. The letter was sent by the Amtrak chairman. Of course, there was just another accident in Vermont. The Real Safety Improvement Act, passed back in 2008, set a December 31st, 2015 deadline for most commuter and freight trains to be overhauled with the PTC, which is a new GPS monitoring and safety network aimed at preventing the accidents like the one in Philly that left 8 people dead. If they don't do it, how deadly would it be to ride those trains? And the head of Amtrak doesn't want to be responsible for that. I don't blame him, because if they don't put in the safety equipment, then it's Russian roulette, right? Trump has gone back to his name-calling ways. He's picking on another Bush, not the Bush that's running with the low polling ratings, Jeb, but his brother, who made it into the White House first. In a sit-down interview with Bret Baier on Fox, Trump said that it was a disaster entering the Iraq War. It was one of the worst decisions ever made. Ever made. Most of the time, it's about money, is what one of the things he was talking about. And then in relationship to ISIS. Trump expressed frustration with the constant questions from reporters about whether he'll stay in the 2016 race, despite leading the Republican field in every poll since the summer. He says it's dishonest reporting. I'm not going to get out of the race. I'm having a great time. I want to make America great again. What don't you understand? It's because people can't believe it, I think, in some cases, that he's really staying in this. And there seems to be this thought that eventually he'll dump out and decide enough is enough and doesn't want to do this anymore and put up with what he had would have to put up with. But Trump took a definite swipe at the former President Bush the second on that special report with Brett Baer saying he'd been a disaster. A disaster. Mm. So moving from Donald Trump and one station called Fox, where all of a sudden now he's making all these appearances on Fox, so the floodgates have lifted, have opened, have changed. Because that's a significant jump from what we saw before. All right, no better place to turn to for numbers than where the numbers truly are numbers and stats are truly stats for a reason. And it includes the fact that if we look at Major League Baseball, we're talking about the playoffs. So the Astros and the Yankees went at it, and the Astros win the wild card. The Astros silence the Yankees in an AL wild card game for the ages. Dallas Keuchel and the Astros shut him out, so they move on to the ALDS. Wow, is all I can say. 3-0, they blanked him. Who could have pictured that? At Yankee Stadium, pitching on 3 days rest for the first time in his career, Keuchel battled New York for 6 innings of 3-hit ball. Then Keuchel said it best, nobody gave us anything at the start of the year. He, by the way, was the American League's only 20-game winner. Maybe the Astros are going to be that hapless team that shocks a lot of people. The Mets have a great chance to end up in the same spot. What will we say or write about the winning teams when it's wrapped up? As we look into our crystal ball, we look at the candidates and where they're headed next. And we have Hillary Clinton in Iowa. What is she going to be doing? At 10 a.m. Central, she will be at a community forum at Cornell College in Mount Vernon. Then she's got another forum at the West Fair Fairgrounds in Council Bluffs. Meanwhile, speaking of campaigning, Mike Huckabee is also campaigning in Iowa. He pays a 2-day visit to the Hawkeye State. And then Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, holds a meeting and greeting at Ellie's Tea and Coffee place at 9 o'clock Central. And then another meet and greet at Smoky Row in Oakland at 12:20, or in Iowa, that's Iowa, at 12:25 Central. Interesting. We could go down all the various schedules, but I think those are pretty significant. And by the way, in the morning, the president and the VP will receive the presidential daily briefing in the Oval Office. The press must hate that because it's closed to the, it's closed to them. Otherwise, the meeting is closed to the press. And then the president welcomes President Joachim Gauck of Germany to the White House for a bilateral meeting at the Oval Office. The VP will attend the visit to mark the 25th anniversary of German reunification and underscore the abiding friendship and partnership between the U.S. and Germany. Of course, stay with us. More coming your way next.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
So I'm down, so I'm out, so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head beneath these covers. Life is like the seasons, after winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while to see what tomorrow brings. Well, I've been told and I believe life is meant for living.
Wow, what a great song. Tough to be the interloper and jump into the middle of that, huh? Let's go to Grimm. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, as always, doors wide open. You can jump in, 855-266-5283. Hello, Grimm.
Hey, Kate. I hope your voice is doing a lot better. I heard about it Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I feel a lot better. You know, sometimes you lose your voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully you won't have that problem again. But, you know, I wanted to call back and kind of respond back to Dan. But first, I hope you're getting my emails on these scores.
I am. I love it. Don't worry. You're locked and loaded.
Okay. And as well as my Grim Tunes.
I love them.
But anyhow, I want to shoot this kind of at America and Dan. because of Dan's response, but, you know, if you start having people walking around, just like we have in Mississippi, the police, you know, they make scheduled runs, and that's the problem. It's scheduled runs when they come to this, you know, K through 12, one, you know, 0 through 12.
Mm.
So, you know, any nut job can figure out the runs.
Yes.
And now, I'm going to bring up a movie as an incident, but nobody's thinking about, remember Dirty Harry? Stole the school bus?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, I love Dirty Harry, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I like good movies, too, but still I don't want
to
become in reality.
No, I don't want that to happen in real life. Oh, gosh, no.
I don't mind as a design engineer having to design 50 caliber turrets to put on buses now.
I get your point, yes.
Yeah, exactly. What we need to do is treat it just like we do the airlines. You don't know who the air marshal is.
Yeah.
See where I'm coming from?
Yes. Yeah.
This is what I'm shooting at Dan. Yeah, you know, unscheduled surveillance of the school buses. You don't know whether you got somebody that's a marksman following. Because, you know, even these hired people were going to have a problem because remember the France airline with the pilot just drove it into the ground?
Yes. Oh, not too long ago, yeah.
So, you know, and I'm fixing to send you another grim tune about this gun control, but that's the thing. If you look statistically at it, with the growing population, really, you know, we're doing real good, even with these shootings.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, isn't that sad to say it could be a lot worse? Yeah.
Yeah, and the problem is, hey, if I was president, I'd get up there, and when they say, what are you going to do about the school shootings? Don't worry about it. I'm taking care of it. Well, you know, and then I get asked again and again, and I finally say, well, have you ever heard of dead and alive?
Yeah, which
dead
do you prefer?
Dead or alive.
Yeah.
That's
so
all
well
I'm
put.
Say.
I agree. It's interesting. And the two incidents you brought up, thanks, Grim, I think were good. You know, in talking about what we saw with the school bus, horrific. We don't want to see more of that in the movie become a reality. And the deal is we've had buses hijacked before. So, I mean, we have enough problems as it is with what's happening in the schools, let alone worry about other cockamamie things that can happen where film actually spurs on what could happen in real life, and he makes some very, very good points. What do you think this special is going to draw? If I told you 27 accusers of Bill Cosby's are all going to sit down for an NBC Dateline, 27 of them, can you imagine? I mean, all shapes, sizes, ages, on Friday. They've all accused Cosby of sexually assaulting them. And they're speaking out exclusively to NBC. The Cosby Accusers Speak is the special, and it's going to feature women all with similar stories of abuse, speaking with Kate Snow about their personal recollections of assault, betrayal, and emotional distress. Wow. That, talk about moving the needle. Beverly Johnson said, this body of women is doing that. That's the power of it. And the accusers range in age from 46 to 80 years old. And they're going to respond to skepticism, criticism, people not believing the story, etc. And their stories, this is wild. Their stories span 5 decades, but they start with the similar theme of Cosby mentoring them before taking advantage. Wow. I mean, come on. You know, it's like we talk about where there's smoke, there's fire. How much fire in the hole do you need on this Cosby thing? I mean, I'm done with it. I'm done with it in the sense that I think it's despicable and outrageous, but he had, especially in those early years, a ton of power. So if people were covering up his trail as to what he was doing, and there was no support, well, how many people are going to step out and accuse him of that and then not be pushed into the background anyway? And that's what we're talking about. I mean, all I can say is, wow, I mean, the number just, I lost count of the number. It got to a point, a high water mark that was outrageous. And you just, this is the no kidding, no fooling, for sure. That's what the deal is. How can it not be? What could you possibly prove among that group? I'm sure for Cosby, it's, I mean, really, for his family, the other side of his family, it's got to be nightmarish. Has to be. And then speaking of nightmarish, I happened to see this story, and I thought, you know, in a way, we've got to really look at ending on a lighter note. There's a story about a South Texas girl sneezing 12,000 times a day. Can you imagine 12,000 times a day? I have the opposite problem. I hardly ever sneeze. So she's 12 years old. She hasn't stopped. Caitlin Thornley is her name. And she just started having this problem where out of nowhere, and she's seen six doctors so far, they have already ruled out allergies. They say she doesn't have a virus and have no idea what's causing the issue. Constantly sneezing. Her father said, I find it hard to watch. Anything you talk to her about that irritates her, you can see it spike and continuing. So then you wonder if it's just stress or what it is that's making that happen. The sneezing only stops when Caitlin falls asleep. And she has to take Benadryl and listen to the Beatles for that to happen. Oh, can you imagine sneezing 12,000 times in your day? I'm saying in your day. And I'm not saying in weeks, a week, whatever. That's awful. And she's so young. And what do you do if somebody's sneezing the whole time? She can't constantly be in school. It's a distraction. They have to get to the bottom of it. It just so sounds like allergies, but if all the doctors are ruling that out, then wishful thinking. It's not that. I think it's one of the craziest stories. But how does she stop sneezing? No matter what environment they put her in, super, super clean, average, whatever. I mean, it's just a matter of trial and error, I suppose. You've all been fantastic. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks to Patrick E. for his work on the technicals. See ya!
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.